In a targeted airstrike on Saturday, the Israeli Defense Forces, IDF, struck Beirut, resulting in the death of Eid Hassan Nasser, a high-ranking commander of Hezbollah's medium-range rocket unit. Sharing a post on X, the IDF wrote, "Dismantled, Hezbollah's missiles and rockets force. IEF fighter jets struck and eliminated commanders and infrastructure over the last week." It added, "During an airstrike in Beirut on Saturday, Eid Hassan Nasser, the commander of Hezbollah's medium-range rocket unit, was eliminated." According to the IDF, Eid Hassan Nasser held key leadership roles within Hezbollah. He served as the commander of the surface-to-surface rocket unit, overseeing the organization's day-to-day operations. The IDF stated, "Eid was a veteran commander in Hezbollah and played a significant role in the unit's day-to-day operations. In the past, he served as the commander of the surface-to-surface rocket unit and deputy commander of the Badr unit. Additionally, the commander, deputy commander and other commanders of Hezbollah's precision missile unit were killed. Just last week, this unit was responsible for firing towards central Israel," the IDF added. Meanwhile, in a precision strike, the IDF dismantled a Hezbollah surface-to-air missile launcher storage facility, located approximately 1.5 kilometers from Beirut's international airport. In a post on X, the IDF said, "A surface-to-air missile launcher storage facility that Hezbollah had positioned approximately 1.5 kilometers from Beirut's international airport was dismantled in a precise IDF strike." The IDF further asserted that the facility posed a threat to Lebanese and international airspace. "This infrastructure poses a threat to both Lebanese and international airspace. The IDF will continue to degrade Hezbollah's military capabilities in Lebanon," the IDF stated. A day earlier, the IDF had announced the deaths of the head of the Lebanon branch of the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, PFLP, Nadal Abdelal, and the head of the PFLP's military office in Lebanon, Ahmed Oda, in an intelligence-based strike. The IDF also reported that Hamas Lebanon branch chief, Fateh Sharif, was killed in an airstrike. According to the IDF, Nadal Abdelal took part in planning and executing terror attacks against Israel and directed terror activities in Judea and Samaria. He was responsible for the bus bombing attack in Beta Illit and the shooting attack from a passing vehicle at the Huwara Junction in 2023. In a post on X, the IDF stated, "Head of the Lebanon branch of the PFLP terrorist organization, Nadal Abdelal, and head of the PFLP's military office in Lebanon, Ahmed Oda, were eliminated in a joint IDF and ISA intelligence-based strike. Abdelal took part in planning and carrying out terror attacks against Israel and directed terror activities in Judea and Samaria, operating to establish terror infrastructure for attacks on Israeli civilians. Abdelal directed the bus bombing attack in Beta Illit on March 9, 2023, and the shooting attack from a passing vehicle at the Huwara Junction on March 25, 2023, during which two IDF soldiers were injured. According to the IDF, Sharif was responsible for coordinating Hamas terror activities in Lebanon with Hezbollah operatives, as well as Hamas efforts in Lebanon to recruit operatives and acquire weapons.